What you need to know when planning to build your own home. Building your own home can be quite a challenge. It is worth seeking the advice of experienced professionals. Our guest today is George, an experienced civil engineer who will answer the most common questions about the process of building a house. The first question is whether one should perform a geotechnical site investigation before choosing a building design. Yes, sometimes we are obliged to do it by land development conditions. Conducting such an investigation will allow us to identify the groundwater table as well as to determine the structure, layers, and bearing capacity of the soil. These data are necessary for creating or adapting a building design. Is it better to choose an individual design or a ready-made design from the catalogue? Both have advantages and disadvantages. An individual design takes longer time to prepare design documentation and often means higher costs. Yet, it allows taking an individual approach to the design, adjusted to scenic aspects, lighting, and the natural topography of the land. On the other hand, a standard design is a shorter and cheaper way to obtain a building permit and start construction. But it might be difficult to adapt it to the conditions of a given plot, in accordance with the provisions of the local zoning plan and the decision on land development conditions. So it's worth checking what changes can be introduced to the standard design by an adaptation design engineer. Well, who should be involved in the process of building a house? Definitely reliable building industry professionals with a solid technical foundation and hands-on experience. I mean, chartered engineers, including a design engineer or adaptation design engineer, a construction site inspector, or a site manager. Then house builders can avoid many mistakes, such as the wrong choice of the design and construction technology. Changes in this respect are difficult, costly, and often impossible to implement. I also frequently observe the lack of construction works plan as well as non-compliance with health and safety regulations, not to mention the poor quality of materials, the cooperation with unreliable construction team, or the lack of a detailed construction works contract. These and many other oversights could lead to serious consequences, in particular delays in schedule of works and higher construction costs.